Welcome to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, a podcast for high-achieving women who are great at making money but struggle to build wealth. You'll learn how to take control of your money, increase your net worth, and make more. Ladies, it's time to create a life with more money and more freedom. Let's dive in. Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome back to the Wealth Building Series. Today, we are diving into part two, which is all about setting and achieving financial goals. And I'm going to teach this differently than I normally talk about goals. So stay tuned. Remember, I am doing this series in honor of our 1 year anniversary here on the podcast. So the Wealthy Woman's Podcast is 1 year old. And so to celebrate, I am doing this wealth building series that is lasting 2 weeks. And every single weekday over the next 2 weeks, you will be getting a brand new episode from me, really breaking down the wealth building roadmap and the journey. And today we're talking about setting goals. And I think this is a great way to get you all ready and excited about the masterclass I am teaching later this week, which is called How to Build Wealth Without Going on a Strict Budget. And if you haven't already grabbed your seat, this is the perfect time to do it. You can go to the show notes or go to jermainefoley.com/class. Make sure you reserve your spot. And let's go ahead and get into part two of the wealth building series. So today, as I said, we're talking about the importance of setting financial goals. Now, most people, they set goals the wrong way. Let me tell you how. Because most of the time, people set goals based on what was possible for them or what has been possible for them in the past. So they look to the past and they say, well, based on what I've done in the past, based on how much money I made in the past, based on how much I've been able to save in the past, based on how much I've been able to invest in the past, I think I can do this in the future. And whenever you look to the past to determine what you can do in the future, you limit what's possible for you, right? So that is why a lot of times when you look at a person 5 years later, they're the exact same person. Because if they are setting goals, a lot of times people don't have any goals. That's a whole nother episode that we could talk about. But for those who do set goals, they're setting goals based on what they've done in the past. And so the changes that they get to experience in their life and their finances is just tiny incremental changes. And their life really doesn't look much different 5 years later. Now, the correct way, the best way to set goals is to do it from your future. Dan Sullivan is an entrepreneur and an author, and he says that the future is your property. You can draw a line in the sand between your past and your future, and they can literally have nothing to do with each other. So in the past, you could have been someone who didn't plan your spending. You didn't spend according to your values. By the way, part one, if you haven't heard it yet, was all about spending and using your money in a way that fulfills your values. So if you haven't listened to that episode, that was episode, I believe, number 57, and it was part one of the wealth building series. You want to go back and listen to that. So if you didn't do the things that you wanted to do in the past with your money, again, you can leave it in the past and just make a decision that moving forward, you're going to do something different. I think back to my own journey when I had the desire to get out of over $200,000 worth of debt. My past behaviors were pretty reckless when it came to money. I overspent. I didn't plan. I used debt without knowledge and without regards to my future self who would have to pay it back, right? But I did at one point have a desire to change. And I won't lie, part of me didn't think it was possible for me to change, right? Because of all of my past baggage, because of all of the things I did in the past. But thankfully, I took a chance on myself and I envisioned a future that was way better. And I'm so glad I did. And I took action towards that future. And here I am today. paid off over $200,000 worth of debt, built a multiple six-figure net worth, built my dream home, created memories with my children, in the process of sending my son to college debt-free, and we still get to live life to the fullest. We get to live life according to our values. And if I didn't take that chance on myself, if I kept looking back to the past to determine what I can do in the future, I would still be that same person. I would still be making those same mistakes. And so that is why I'm offering this perspective to you, because I want you to stop using your past as a weapon against yourself. I want you to stop using your past as a reason why you can't change in the future. Anything that is possible for you. That is an Oprah Winfrey quote that I absolutely love. So no matter where you started, no matter what you've done in the past, you can set goals based on what you want to create in the future, right? And I think if we get that, then we can have whatever we want. We can have as much money as we want. We can do so many different things if we let go of the past. I truly believe if we set a goal and take action on that goal and do not quit, that journey is what is transformational. A lot of times we think that reaching the goal is going to be the best part. But honestly, the journey, the fact that you even set the goal first is amazing. And then the fact that you're taking steps and you're changing your habits and you're creating results, that process is making you into someone different. That's exactly what happened to me when I was paying off all the debt and saving and investing and doing all those things. I was literally becoming someone different. And so it wasn't even just about the destination. I remember the day that we were completely debt-free besides our mortgage. And it was the day I paid off my last student loan. And it was so anticlimactic. I thought that fireworks were going to just be bursting out of the sky and I was going to look different and people were going to recognize that there was something different about me. But that wasn't the case. But when I think back on the journey of the exhilaration, having the goal, setting the goal, making progress towards the goal, paying off, you know, chunks at a time and watching the numbers decrease and changing who I was and developing new habits and changing the way I thought and all of the self-development that occurred within me, that was the best part, honestly. And all of those things got me to that place. And so if I would have never set that goal, I wouldn't be here today. If I would have continued to look to the past to determine what was possible for me, I would literally still be in that same place, maybe just a little bit further along, if that. And so that is why the importance of setting goals had to be part two, helping you to understand that if you want to be wealthy, if you desire to have lots of money, you have to be willing to set goals, even if you haven't done it before. And here's a quick little formula for you. I want you to dream really, really big. Think about a big goal that you want to accomplish. Maybe it's a net worth number. Maybe you want to have a certain amount invested in the market. Maybe you want to have a real estate portfolio. Maybe you want to have a certain level of debt paid off, whatever it is. Maybe it's your income. Maybe you want to make a certain amount in your business. Whatever it is, make it big. Make it like amazing. Make it this huge thing that you really want to accomplish. Okay. And that could be a little further out. It could be 5 years out. It can be 10 years out. And then based on that big picture dream that you have, I want you to come back to me, come back to the present, come back to where you are now, and set a short-term goal that will get you moving in the right direction, right? Because quick wins will keep you moving. When you get that hit of dopamine for hitting that short-term goal, it makes you want to set another one and hit it again. And you get used to those quick, small wins. And those quick, small wins are what's going to lead you to that big, dreamy goal. And as you constantly do it over and over again, you're getting closer and closer to getting that big goal. And so there's a quote by Robert Collier that I really love. It says, "Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out." And that's kind of what we're thinking about here. Like, you can have your big goal, but then let's come back to reality. Let's come back to the present moment and say, okay, what's the first short-term goal I want to set for myself? Make it a financial goal and then hit it, get excited about it, normalize it. Like, this is my new normal now. And then set a new financial goal and keep going and keep going. And eventually you will get there. But the key is to set that big goal from your future, from possibility, and not based on what you have been able to do in the past. Now, the past doesn't have to have anything to do with your future, but that is a choice. That is your choice. Now, most people don't know that. Most people think that their past has everything to do with their future. And this is a secret that wealthy people know. Wealthy people know that the past mistakes that they made does not have to affect their future unless you allow it to. And my friend, you do not have to let your past dictate your future. Of course, we want to learn from the past, but we do not have to drag it into our future and make it mean anything about what you're capable of moving forward. I hope part two was helpful for you. I needed you all to hear this because wealthy people set goals. They do. They always have a dream out in front of them. They're always growing. Goals give your life direction. They give your money direction. And a life without direction is stagnant. You stay the same. You feel bored. You feel like unfulfilled. You feel like there has to be more to life than what you're experiencing. Set a goal, make it fun, and do not beat yourself up about your goal. If you miss your short-term goal by a month or so, who cares? Extend your time frame, but keep going and do not let anything stop you, right? Because remember, it's not just about the destination. It's about who you become on the journey. And this is what wealthy people know. And this is what wealthy people do. All right. I hope this was helpful. And I will see you tomorrow where we'll dive into part three. And if you have not secured your spot for the masterclass that's coming up, How to Build Wealth Without Going on a Strict Budget, don't forget to do that. You can go to the show notes or you can go to jermainefoley.com/class. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, if you're ready to create a life with more money and more freedom, then you're invited to join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, my signature coaching program where you'll learn how to take control of your money and build wealth without sacrificing your lifestyle. To get started, head on over to jermainefoley.com/WWA. That's Jermaine with a G. See you over there. Bye-bye.